Hello, this is Bradley from Network My Club and coming to you with an honest reflection of lockdown 12 months on and what life has really been like at Network My Club. Now, it may have seemed from the outside in that it's been plain sailing at Network My Club, but it's been anything but. 12 months ago, March 2020, our business model was completely blown apart. For a business built on face-to-face events at iconic sporting stadiums, both the stadiums closed and we couldn't host our face-to-face events. So for us, it was really do or die and we had to adapt. But 12 months later, we are still here in one of the hardest hit industries in hospitality and events. And I put this down to a number of factors, which I'll come to shortly, along with what I've learned. And I've got 7 key takeaways that I'll share with you here. But firstly, some truths. And I've had many people say to me, Brad, it looks like you guys at Network My Club are flying, you're doing so well. But if only they knew. It's all too easy to paint a picture on social media that everything is fine and dandy. It's where you post your best bits, and it's where you want to show your company in the best light. After all, why would you go on there to share the bad bits? You wouldn't be a very good person to have within your online network and a good person to follow. But that's why I'm telling you this. That's why I've written about the last 12 months in a more honest fashion. And really telling you things that you wouldn't have read or seen on social media in the past 12 months. Things like how we decided to cancel an online event the morning it was due to take place because we only had 6 people registered. And that was particularly wounding for a company that prides itself on getting both good quality and quantity to our events. Or how we were let down by our online event platform for one of our biggest online events. And some things are out of your control, like when their server goes down just before your event is about to go live, meaning people weren't appearing on the screen and we couldn't see anyone in the event. That's not ideal. It wasn't ideal and it does still give me nightmares to this day. How the last 12 months have been the toughest months for me mentally that I've ever experienced. I sunk to the lowest that I've ever sunk to, and I lost count the amount of times I had my head in my hands at my desk, took myself for a walk, went down to the beach to clear my head, or called a friend purely to get it out of me. I probably wasn't a great person to be around outside of work during those first 6 months after the first lockdown. Or how we had to let a member of our team go because there wasn't enough business to support them. And I know I'm not the only employer that's had to go through this process. However, it doesn't make it any easier. It's emotionally stressful. You're dealing with the livelihood of someone that you know, someone that you like and you've worked with, you've got a close relationship with. And that is certainly something you don't sign up for when you start a business. And hopefully that's the only time I have to go through that process. Or how our membership took such a huge hit in the initial months, with members cancelling and pausing and direct debits being cancelled, with us at one point being down 40% from pre-lockdown membership numbers. And that at times felt like it was being in a sinking boat with just a bucket to help us. But it's these kind of moments where you learn more about yourself and your team more than ever before. And I've got 7 key learnings and takeaways from that. And the first one is the importance of mindset. And in March 2020, we had a choice. We could either wait for this to blow over and get back to our live events, or we embrace our reality for the foreseeable and make the most out of the situation. Now, luckily and thankfully, the former was never even a consideration for our team, and I couldn't be more proud how this was our default and the way that we decided to go. Outside of our team, I've seen a huge and a clear change in mindset in other businesses during the pandemic. Ones that are just waiting and hoping for things to return to how they were before, with others seeing the change as a positive and adapting their ways of working to make the most out of it. And in speaking to those different people, it's no doubt that the latter are in a much more positive frame of mind and are much more optimistic for the future. My second takeaway and my second key learning was resilience. Now, for me personally, but as a team, I never thought we had the level of resilience we've shown. We've never really been tested to the extremes we have to demonstrate that. But in a way, I'm glad we have. It's shown me so much about my team. It's changed what we previously perceived as challenges. And if we can survive this, we really can survive anything. So it's revealed a lot to me about myself and my team, and that makes me so, so proud. Number three is momentum and celebrating success. And however big or small, celebrating wins is a psychological advantage you can give yourself. It creates momentum and helps you keep putting one foot in front of the other. A question I started to pose last year, back in one of the early lockdowns, I started to pose every Monday morning meeting was, what wins did you achieve last week? And this can be absolutely anything, from something simple as ticking something off your to-do list that's been on there for a few weeks, or calling a member to check in on them and making sure they're okay, or even signing up a new member and generating a new piece of business. Anything can be a win, and particularly during a period surrounded with so much negativity, the psychology of highlighting and celebrating wins and the momentum and feeling that gives you is infectious. Sharing wins really does share win, really does breed sharing wins, I must say. Number four, the importance of honest and transparent communication. Now, the world of online events for us was extremely unknown territory. We'd never done them before. There was no blueprint for us to gather any insights or guidance from. So we made absolutely no bones about it in our communications to members. We were quite honest in saying that it's as new to us as it was to them. However, alongside that, we made a promise that we would throw ourselves into it to provide the best experience possible. And being open in saying, look, we're going into uncharted territory, please bear with us, but we're dedicated and determined to make this work. And some things will work, some things won't. And the result of that was that transparency and honesty got us more respect, patience, and support. It made us human, ultimately. Number five is the power of your team. And I owe everything to my team. The Network My Club team are the superheroes in this story. Their belief and can-do attitude pulled us through. It got me through, and they truly inspire me. And if you can find a team that does that, your company and your team will be absolutely unstoppable. And we all had our ups and downs personally, but we helped each other through. And for that, we are a much stronger and tighter unit. Oddly, having only seen each other once or twice in person in 12 months. So the phrase, the strength of the wolf is in the pack, has never been more true, and something that I've lived for the past 12 months, very, very much so. And as I say, I owe everything to the Network My Club team. They've been the superheroes. My sixth key learning and takeaway is the strength of community. And perhaps the most pleasing of all, how our community of members really rallied together, particularly in the initial few months. The level of support and willingness to help each other through those first few months was overwhelmingly brilliant. It was fantastic to see. Those that have stayed with us, you know, that spared us that patience and support I mentioned to let us adapt and try new things. You know, I know exactly who these people are. We won't forget them as a team, and they are the reason we do what we do. And the strength of our community has really helped us pull through. So when we talk about our culture amongst our members and how we want to make members feel, we know that when the bad times come, they are there to support us, because we want to be able to support them throughout all times, good and bad. And lastly, my seventh key learning was the link between physical and mental health. And I can honestly say exercise has kept me in a position to be able to operate and not have a complete breakdown in the past 12 months. When your business feels like it's crumbling around you, like Network My Club felt like, I learned that focusing on what you can control is ultimately the best way to be. And controlling the controllables became a phrase that people were using a lot more of. And it's very, very true. And the controllable for me was my exercise routine. There is no surprise that physically I've never felt fitter. And mentally, I'm probably the toughest I've ever been. And for me, exercise was that mechanism to declutter and eliminate noise. The act of pounding the streets for a run or lifting some weights has been the equivalent of a massage for my brain and mental well-being. I could go on because I've learned so much. They say in life that you don't lose, you learn, and that we've certainly done, and I've certainly done, despite it feeling like we were fighting a lost battle at times. And I feel like I'm one of the lucky ones, but not through a relentless work ethic, hard work and dedication. And many businesses have not been so fortunate. So I and we look ahead with optimism and excitement for the next 12 months, something 6 to 12 months ago I didn't think we would. But our business has changed. We've had the benefit to assess inefficiencies and better ways of doing things, almost being able to press a reset button and start fresh when the world starts to open up again and we can get back to live events. But when we do, and for that, we are much better and we will be much better. So I want to know from you guys what your biggest learnings from the past 12 months have been. What are you optimistic for the next 12 months? Head over to my LinkedIn. This will be in blog content form on my LinkedIn page. Feel free to put a comment on there and share what you're looking forward to over the next 12 months, what your biggest learnings are from the 12 months since that first lockdown in March 2020. It'd be great to hear from you. Thanks very much for listening, and we will see you and speak to you very soon. Thank you.